We're talking rhubarb today. It's all about America's favorite pie plant. And that's next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for very little money down. To learn how to get a free list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1488. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes quickly, so listings may not always remain available in all areas. So act now. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline to learn how to get your free foreclosure list at 800-335-1488. That's 800-335-1488.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 11th, the 11th day of the year. America's first Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton, was born on this day, and in 1770, the first shipment of rhubarb arrived in America, courtesy of Benjamin Franklin. Here are some fun facts about rhubarb to celebrate the occasion. The name rhubarb comes from a Latin word meaning root of the barbarians. In early America, rhubarb was often eaten to protect against scurvy because of its rich vitamin content. And while it's often used as a fruit, rhubarb is actually a vegetable. In fact, it's one of only two known perennial vegetables. The other, asparagus. And there's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Got a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it at almanac.com.